Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. He has been following President Joe Biden, who is out on the campaign trail, was in Scranton, Pennsylvania last week. And Scott, the president was assailing the Trump tax cuts. Looks like he wants to raise taxes on us. Your thoughts on the president's speech and where he's been going economically?
Well, I think some of the listeners may remember that Biden had this 2020 campaign pledge that he was not going to increase taxes on anybody that made more than $400,000. And that's just not what actually happened when you look at the last few years, right? Inflation is the hidden tax on the middle class, and it is crushing people and their economic outlook all over America. I also think that when you look at the Biden budget proposals and the way that he wants to increase the corporate rate, those are different tax increases that are ultimately passed along to individuals. And when you do nothing right now, right, if we have no real solution for extending the Trump tax cuts that passed in 2017, the Congressional Budget Office says that that would be a $3 trillion tax increase, right, because it would allow for all these Trump tax cuts. When you think about depreciation schedules, the way that people are investing in and reinvesting in businesses, all that's going to go away. You think about the 25% credit for pass-through entities that Senator Ron Johnson worked really hard on getting into the Trump tax cuts. All that's going to go away. Then you think about really where the economy is at today, and it's just going to lead to, I think, economic ruin if Joe Biden has his way. Bidenomics is crushing the American family in ways that they want to say, oh, let's do stimulus spending and let's just make sure that we expand the child care credit and let's make sure that we expand the child tax credit. And that's manipulation and distortions of the tax code that doesn't lead to more productivity or more jobs or higher wages. These macroeconomic effects that you're actually looking to achieve in tax policy. And we know right now it is a fact that there's more revenue collected underneath the Trump tax cuts than the revenue levels that we brought in prior to that. And a lot of people said, oh, the Trump tax cuts are going to explode the deficit. That's just not what happened. So I think that Joe Biden, the way that he's going to be campaigning and always trying to attack the rich, well, we had tax day the other day, right? And we know that a majority of federal income taxes are paid, I think, by the top several percent in a sheer dollars amount. And, of course, there's certain people that might pay 28%, or maybe the way that their investments are categorized, they might pay a lower rate than the secretary at an office. But it still is worth reminding everybody that we need to have an economy that works for everyone, actually fosters this environment of entrepreneurship and economic growth. I think that's what the Trump tax cuts do, and I think that's why they need to be extended permanently in 2025.
Actually, here, Scott, if you look back throughout history, you look back to Ronald Reagan, John F. Kennedy, going all the way back to Calvin Coolidge, who I believe was the first president to cut tax rates and see tax revenue go up. That has always been the case. And are we seeing that now where the growth that we do have in the economy is because the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act spurred that growth?
I think when it comes to the private sector and what Bidenomics is doing, that we're still very, very sick. And using that analogy of COVID, right? There's still not the type of certainty that businesses want to see when it comes to our tax code or regulatory code. And so, on the other hand, when you look at the gross domestic product increases, one part of the formula for GDP is federal spending. And that's just, I think, a reflection of how sick the private sector is because it's being left out of the equation of Joe Biden's economy and Bidenomics.
In the meantime, what we have been seeing over the last couple of weeks, Scott, are increases in the cost of gasoline at the pump. We're seeing the price of oil going up. The stock market's getting a little bit shaky on all of that. Throw in the shooting war that has started between Iran and Israel. What impact are the rising energy prices having not only on businesses, but more importantly on the American family and folks just sitting around the kitchen table trying to balance the family budget?
Gas prices have gone up quite a bit over the last 4 weeks, and you notice it when you're at the pump, and all of a sudden, last time I filled up, it wasn't it 20 cents cheaper? And for a lot of people, that's the case, right? Like, I travel all over Virginia, and I'm having to put a lot of gas in my tank, and I often see individuals that have put in $5 exactly right before me, and it's a gallon and a half or less. And that is a real kitchen table conversation for people, because I think that part of our economy is struggling to pay their bills. They're struggling with credit card debt. They're having to make decisions on, we're only going to use the car to go to the grocery store and to the doctor's office. And I just feel like these people are being left out of our economy right now because it's very challenging for them to transport themselves around. And in a lot of rural communities, there's no public transportation. Right, there's no way for them to do it without their own personal vehicle. And then you add in, think about veterans that are struggling to make it 90 miles to a VA visit. And that's a real problem. I think that the role of the federal government here is basically to get out of the way, not do this additional regulation that's causing the energy prices to increase. We're at the point in the season where demand is going up, certainly. And I think that's part of why you're seeing the increases in prices. But you also need to make sure we have more supply.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, tell us a little bit about the club.
Well, Club for Growth is based in Washington, D.C. You can check us out at clubforgrowth.org, learn more, and sign up for free to become a member.
Scott Parkinson at the Club for Growth. Scott, thanks for being here.
You're welcome.